McDonald's football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Earth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, by Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, Keith Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying, by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Alverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO. Go Max. Your sports station.
And good evening from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky coming up because they've had Parents Night and the parents introduced here just a short time ago. But Seth will be joining us shortly for the broadcast here tonight, as well as his brother, Drew Smisky, working the sidelines as we've got 5-1 McDonald against 4-2 Thorpe in this North Central East Conference game here this evening on Max TV. On our usual WOGO sports presentation on Max TV, Caleb Swenson in Hudson with his team tonight on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com, bringing you Chi High and Hudson also that 6:35 start time. Checking out the North Central East Conference, Owen Withy, the top-ranked eight-player team in the state, a dominant record as they are 6-0 overall, 5-0 in the conference. The only points they've allowed all season were the 27 McDonald scored on them when McDonald gave up 58. Again, potential rematch the Max would hope for, maybe not until the title game in the eight player, we'll see. McDonald at 4-1 in the conference, tied with Gilman, but the Max beat Gilman and so have the higher spot there. Of course, McDonald downing Gilman 22-14 in a game we had for you back on September 20th, a thriller there. Thorpe comes in at 3-2. We'll go over their track record. Alma Center Lincoln at 1-4, as is Lake Holcomb, and Cornell bringing up the rear in the conference at 0-5. Again, for Thorpe, they come in here tonight with an overall record of 4-2. They started the season with three wins, 24-8 over Athens, 26-24, just edging out Alma Center Lincoln, the Max opponent next Friday, and then winning at Lake Holcomb 30-6 before taking it on the chin against Owen Withy, 59-0, the same night the Max were beating Gilman. Then Gilman took out their frustrations in losing to McDonald in hosting Thorpe and beating him 61-18. And Thorpe bouncing back last Friday with a win over Cornell 58-6. But some information I learned in the interview with Coach Stokes of Thorpe, and that is that their starting quarterback, Lincoln Knopp, injured, torn quad out for the season. So I learned that during the interview. So later in a short time, you'll hear me ask him about that. And that means the freshman gets the call, 5'11", 165-pounder, Evan Penterman. Evan Penterman getting the starting nod for Thorpe in this contest tonight. Now, he has played on the season, but nowhere near as much. His numbers, 17 of 29 for a 58.6 completion percentage for 224 yards, 7.7 yards per attempt, four touchdown passes, 56 yards passing per game, with one interception and a rating of 108.3. So, again, it's a much higher rating than Knopp, but Knopp had played quite a bit more than Penterman, who will get the call in this one tonight. So, meanwhile, for the McDonald Max, I'll leave it to Coach Maloney. In a short time, we'll hear his comments about this broadcast this evening, and we'll get you freed up here, Seth, and get you on the broadcast. And Parents Night, so it got to be an emotional feeling for you. Grant's been a starting quarterback for the Max, Seth, since a freshman, and here it is, you know, senior night, Parents Night, and they did a wonderful, it took a lot of cups to send the message, but they got all the guys with the big posters and a celebratory night, and hopefully the game continues to live up to that, right?
Yeah, there's some moms of the seniors that are, I think it's all the moms of the seniors that just do a really excellent job making this making the season, especially this night, really special for our boys.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see. And but yeah, it's
I think your wife called them the crazy moms.
So. Yeah, my daughter kind of jokes like it's the football moms instead of dance moms, but
Right.
Yeah. No, but yeah, kind of bittersweet, you know. It's cool to see them get to this point, but you know, walking, you never know what the future brings, you know, with playoffs and stuff. But hey, it might be the last time you walk out on Doré here or watch Grant play on it. So yeah, but it's been a really, really fun 4 years. Super thankful for it.
Should be a good one here tonight. The 4-2 Thorpe Cardinals against 5-1 McDonald. In conference, Thorpe at 3-2 and McDonald at 4-1. McDonald second to Owen Withy. And again, trying to secure that playoff berth and positioning are the max. So we'll take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll hear from Coach KD Stokes and later head coach Mark Maloney. It's the Culver's kickoff show tonight on WOGO's sports coverage on Max TV. The Culver's kickoff show brought to you by a brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, now open. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. Back in 3 minutes.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It's WOGO sports coverage of McDonald football on Max TV. Mark Halverson and Seth Smiski. Let's go to the first of our two coaches' conversations on the Culver's kickoff show. It's the Culver's kickoff show on Max TV tonight on WOGO sports. And KD Stokes, head coach of the Thorpe Cardinals, come in here 4-2. A big win over Cornell last week.
Yeah, we got a young team. These guys are really learning how to play together, and we know it's going to be a tough road in this tough conference, so we're just trying to grow each week. We're just trying to take good reps every rep we get and see what we can do.
Yeah. Owen Withy, that was they're just plowing through everybody.
Yeah, why wouldn't bring up a bad time? Oh, no, they're a really good program. Coach Lowry does a great job over there. Coach Rosemeyer with Gilman. Coach Maloney here with McDonald. We got a tough conference. I mean, every week, if you don't bring your A game, then you'll get caught slipping. And we took some rough ones there, and we know we got to prepare tonight because we got a good football club we're playing.
Yeah, talk to me about your quarterback, Lincoln.
Tonight we're going to be starting a freshman. We're going to start Evan Pentram at number 18. This will be his second start. Lincoln went down with an injury in the Gilman game. So Evan is getting some reps into the fire real quick here. So, you know, he's a really good kid. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and he knows how to turn the page quickly. So,
what's the injury to Lincoln and their prognosis?
I think we lost him for the season. He tore his quad. He battled through and gave us everything he had. But, you know, it's unfortunate that in his senior year that he's going to be unable to play the rest of the year.
Looking at your running back, Landon Pink, all the more important.
Landon Pink is going to have to carry the load for us tonight. He's going to have to get it done in the receiving game and the rushing game. And he's a linebacker for us that we count on. So it's a big game for him, but he's been in some big games before.
And Coach Stokes, we're going to hear from Coach Maloney in a moment. They still remember that playoff loss last year. And I think that's maybe some extra motivation for the Max here tonight.
As it should be. You know, they got a great team over there. You know, it started with Grant at quarterback. He's a really good kid. He throws a really good ball, and he leads the team. So they go as he goes with 32 in the backfield. Number 80 says he's one of the best receivers in the state. He's really good, David Anderson. So we got our work cut out for him. You can throw out last year's result. That's a really good team down there. So.
Great experience for you guys, though, to make it to the title game last year.
Oh, for sure. We got a chance for what the key thing was that helped us this year. Those guys got 4 weeks of practice. We got our freshmen got 4 weeks of practice, so that's the cool thing about making it to the playoffs, not just for that season, but for years ahead.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best tonight and the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
All right, head coach KD Stokes of the Thorpe Cardinals back with head coach Mark Maloney of the Max as the Culver's kickoff show continues in 3 minutes on Max TV. It is WOGO's coverage of Max football on Max TV tonight. McDonald and Thorpe, we'll hear from Coach Maloney coming up.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite. Yow! Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then,
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla, 839-0707 or Wasgalla.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Max TV, it's the Culver's kickoff show from DeRay Field. We've got a big North Central East conference game tonight, second to last week of the season, as eight-player action, McDonald Central hosting Thorpe. And, Coach, great season so far, 5-1. Tough Thorpe team comes in here tonight.
Yes, they are. This is going to be a great game for us. It's going to be a battle, and, you know, we kind of owe them a little bit, so our kids are kind of, you know, got that taste in their mouth from last year yet. Mm-hmm. We've been kind of reminding them, and even the year before that, you know, when they had a really good team. So it might be our turn tonight.
Mm-hmm. They're senior led, certainly at quarterback and at running back. How do you size up them at the skill positions?
Well, I mean, yeah, they got a good quarterback there. They got some good running backs there. Nothing like they had last year, mm-hmm. Thank goodness. But, yeah, they're still going to come out and give us everything they got. We watched them play against Gilman, and, yeah, they do a nice job. They do a great job with their techniques and carry through everything. So we got to play these guys tough offensively, and then we got to be able to make tackles on defense.
Again, a lot of guys back from last year for you guys, and so while you did beat them earlier in the regular season last year, that painful loss that kept you from getting to the title game, and who knows what could have happened. And so any kind of motivation helps here second to last week of the season?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what I said. We keep reminding them about that 16-13 loss, you know, right at the end where we kind of turned it over. But, you know, that was at the end. There was a lot of things that happened that whole game. So, yeah, that's the taste that these guys got in their mouth here. So,
what about how healthy you are?
We're pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a few young kids that are dinged up, but the rest of these guys are, you know, David's pretty healthy, mm-hmm. Dawson's pretty healthy, Kale's pretty healthy. All of our kids that were dinged up earlier are looking pretty good. So hopefully we can go out there and have a really good game.
All right, Coach, we'll wish you the best and talk to you afterwards.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Head Coach Mark Maloney here on the Culver's kickoff show. And Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky back in the broadcast booth here in DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls as Chaha on the road in Hudson tonight on FM 103.1 and WOGO.com. But we're here with WOGO's presentation of Max Football on Max TV. And time now, Seth, for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend in Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it, McDonald and Thorpe? Max certainly more healthy with Thorpe's senior starting quarterback out tonight and the rest of the season. So Evan Penterman, the freshman.
Well, tonight we just got to play a really clean game. We can't give them any belief that they can win this thing. You know, on paper, we should be able to handle them. But a couple turnovers, things like that, and a couple big plays, and the tables turn. So we got to play a clean game. And the other thing is we can't take a step back. Like this is the point of the year where you're starting to really get close to that peaking point. Mm-hmm. And so just to keep that onward movement of continuing to get better is what we need to do tonight.
Take care of the football, right? Take care of the
yep.
Well, play Max football. I mean,
yeah.
the Max were the favorite in this game tonight, it would appear, right? And,
yep.
And so, again, look at common opponents and those top-quality opponents. And, yeah, we like what you got. So, all right, thank you very much, Seth. Appreciate that. The Toyson Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a final timeout and come back and get ready for the kickoff here on WOGO Sports presentation of Max Football on Max TV.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's smart checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Back at DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls, Mark Halverson and Seth Smitsky in the broadcast booth with Drew Smitsky on the sidelines. Drew, good evening.
Good to be out here again. Boys look well motivated for this this game tonight, and I think it's going to be a good one.
I think you're right. Yeah, again, 4-2 Thorpe visiting 5-1 McDonald. The Max in those blue jerseys with the gold numerals and lettering and the white pants. And meanwhile, the visiting Thorpe Cardinals in those white uniforms with the red numerals and lettering, white pants, and the red socks. And again, last year, Seth, it was McDonald had those early season wins over both Owen Withy and Thorpe, and that was significant as the season progressed. But later, it was a good and exciting playoff run, but ended by Thorpe in that painful game. Coach Maloney already citing that score, 16-13. So it's on his mind, and he'd like some payback tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to see some payback. That was a painful game.
Yeah.
And I know that all these guys are feeling it, too. So, you know, and I hope what Drew said was right. They're well motivated. They should be. And let's just come out here and take care of business.
All right, and so some of the introductions for the Max, and especially senior-minded here tonight for McDonald. Grant Smitsky, the quarterback, number one. Daniel Fritz, the running back, number nine. Ryder Sullivan, the running back, defensive back, number 13. Nash Winger, number 14. Alan Meinen, number 28, the running back. Senior Zach Hunt, number 42. And Anfin Anderson, number 61, offensive lineman, defensive line. And David Anderson, the outstanding wide receiver and defensive back, number 80 for the Max. So the seniors playing this one here tonight.
Yeah, you know, normally they introduce them as a team, but it was cool to see them introduce the seniors out there individually and get to kind of run through the tunnel that the rest of the team had made.
And again, the Max Commander, I haven't mentioned yet, they're ranked fourth and eighth player in the state, and hopefully we'll get a home game along the way, but you never know.
Yeah,
and,
you know,
win tonight, win next week, and try to get that record at 7-1. You and I talking off air that it's possible they could get in with two losses, but tonight would seal the fact that they will be in the playoffs somewhere.
Yeah, I think it definitely would. You know, we still got to take care of business next week, but,
yep.
But it would go a long way.
Right. So. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Also, hey, don't forget, join WOGO Sports, Toppers, Pizza, and Toys and Ford for a free tailgate party before the last Chi-High home game next Friday night. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy free pizza from Toppers. I think we gave away like 200 slices last week, plus games and giveaways. It's the Toppers and Toys and Tailgate Party. It was a big hit last Friday, and don't miss it next Friday. Come early for all the fun, 5 till 6:30 in the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. All right. And it'll be Thorpe kicking it to the Max. And who do we got deep here, Seth?
Can't quite see a number. Drew, can you see that at all?
Dawson Moulton.
Dawson Moulton, huh? Okay.
And we're underway, and there's a little squib kick out to about the 32-yard line, and the Max Fritz is going to advance it to about the 35, where it'll be the 40-yard line, first and 10, McDonald going right to left.
Good starting field position there. Mm-hmm. So, Drew, I think Eli was returning kicks last week, right?
Yes, he was. They just had one back. Thorpe usually doesn't kick it deep.
Okay, I see.
All right, and so first and 10, McDonald, the 40-yard line, so 60 yards to pay dirt. And I'm with the Smisky brothers. I feel like I'm doing TV wrestling here. The Smisky brothers, look out, you know. All right, and Grant Smisky, the quarterback, the senior for the Max on senior night, parents night, and somebody was offsides, I think. And there's a short gain.
Yeah, it looked like he jumped a little bit early.
No flag.
So I guess we'll kind of call that, chalk that up to a really timed,
yeah,
well-timed,
I guess,
get off the ball there.
Short gain for Moulton, 2 yards.
So they had all the seniors in on that that play.
Okay, huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was Fritz, actually. Second and 8 for the Max, going right to left. Smisky under center, I formation behind him. Pitch out, and this is going to be Moulton. Moulton up toward the 45-yard line and beyond for a gain of 4, creating a 3rd and 4 for McDonald.
Good run there. Just makes it 3rd and manageable. Seemed like earlier in the year there was so many 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10s. Mm-hmm. Not that we won't see any of those tonight, but 3rd and manageable is much better.
3rd and 4 for the Max from the 46, trying to get to midfield for a first down. Smisky, quick pass. He's got Anderson, the 45, and he's on his feet inside the 40. First down, McDonald.
That play is just so hard to defend. These guys, you know, every team in this conference has seen it over and over and over again, but yet we continue to run it and have success with it. Just a testament to Grant David, you know, and what they're able to do with that.
16-yard gain and the first down to Anderson from the 38-yard line. McDonald, Thorpe's 38, going right to left. Hand off Moulton. Off the left side, and now he's going to burst. And he cuts, misses one tackle. The 20, the 15-yard line, and a huge gain for Moulton. And he didn't really get brought down. He just stepped out of bounds. So,
yeah.
Cutting through that Thorpe defense for a gain of about 23 yards.
Yeah, the offensive line really made a nice hole for him, and then he had a really good cut there. So
let's give him 22, and they give him 2 carries for 26 yards on the night, and another first down for the Max. And from the 16-yard line, Smisky now. Back to pass, 3-step drop. He'll throw to the corner of the end zone. Ryan Smisky drops it. It was close.
Yeah, just in and out of the hands of Ryan. He had a good read on it and just couldn't bring it in.
In my mind, I was thinking touchdown. That is.
It was a beauty. Yeah.
It was there.
Yeah. Hey, again, the Max in the Johnson Roloff red zone. More on that in a moment as they come up a second and 10 from the 16-yard line. Smisky on the near touchdown pass a moment ago. Back to pass. Now a spin over to his left. Looking, a little dink pass, and just beyond the reach of his cousin, Ryan, incomplete. Third down.
Well, the first one was on Ryan, and I think that second one was on Grant.
Yeah, that Ryan was wide open, just overthrew him by just about a step.
Yep. Yeah, you know, and that's just, you know, a game like this.
Yep.
We got to make every opportunity count, and we just had two missed ones right there.
Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any side project. Third down and 10 for the Max from the Thorpe 16 in the Johnson Roloff red zone. There's a pitch out, and this is going to be Moulton. Moulton the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown for Moulton Dawson. Moulton puts the Max on the scoreboard with 10:01 to go first quarter.
I don't know about you, Drew, but did he even get touched?
Yeah, Danny Fritz had an awesome seal block that set that up.
Yeah, he once he rounded that corner, there was nobody home. He just kind of skated right in.
It seems like the Max having their way on the ground, and they had the two passes, was fine, but they knew they could go to it. And there's the boot, and the kick is up and good from Cale Holm, and the Max lead it 7-0 here on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Winter. Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value. So call Rust Proofers. Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. Rustproofers.com.
Boy, hats off to our sales team and creative department. That's a terrific ad for Rust Proofers, which I need to do. I got a 2005 Honda Accord, and tell you, in the right rear wheel well, I don't think even hopefully I'll see what Rust Proofers can do because it needs some help.
How many miles has it got on it?
236,000.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We run some Hondas too, and I got a Honda Odyssey that's got 230. And
Just
curious.
Yeah, they last a long time.
Yeah.
All right, and here's the boot. And we're a nice kick by the Max. And is that Cale Holm again? And they are going to return it after, and maybe it didn't get to the end zone, and they had to return it. And
They're saying fumble.
Max
are
trying to say, but yeah. It was actually the returner, number 14, Cameron Abramczak, as a sophomore. They give us the year of their graduation, so we've got to, they say, figure it out, basically. But,
yeah,
right.
I know.
25 is the seniors, and you go from there. From the 15-yard line, Thorpe now trailing it 7-0 to McDonald.
So Isaac is actually the kicker on kickoffs, and last week, we with luck, it was a true 8-man field, so it was only 80 yards, and I don't think they returned one. Everyone was a touchback last week.
Isaac Crawford, all right, from the 15-yard line now, and the freshman quarterback. And the handoff and nothing doing on that first down carry for number seven, and that's Landon Penk. It's wrong on the roster here at the at DeRay Field tonight. It's they list him as Park. It's Penk, Landon Penk. And so no stop on that one. Second and 10 as Penk goes for nothing. So that MAC defense looking to turn in a strong performance here as Gilman kind of took care of business against Thorpe. And there's the pitch out to Penk left side and trying to find some daylight, but the Max get him behind the line of scrimmage and behind the 10-yard line even. So a big loss on that play considering the original line of scrimmage, the 15.
Yeah, and what's really encouraging to see is just this swarm of blue bodies getting to the ball. Even from the backside, Ryan chasing them down. So
yeah, Ryan Smisky for coming from the left and chasing it down, and that creates a third and 18, a loss of 8 for Penk. And again, Penterman at quarterback, and the Max not believing he's – well, now it's an obvious throwing situation. And see now from the pistol, Penk, the freshman, we're starting senior quarterback out for the year. There's the snap. Here comes the rush. He'll rifle one. He's got a receiver with the Max all over him. As he gets it off to Tiasa Rajafera. And how about that tackler? Anybody help me out with that?
Is that Eli on the coverage there, Drew? That's what it appeared to be. And he was on him, and he closed the gap super fast.
And so from the all right, so here we go. Fourth and 14, a gain of four on that completion. And they go in, and there's a low-lining punt. It was almost blocked. And it continues to take a Thorpe roll out close to midfield, and it'll get just barely into McDonald territory at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, almost got to it, but just rolling down. But hey, good field position once again, and I think we can keep rolling here.
So the Macs up seven already, with 7:54 to go first quarter, and we'll take over. Last time 60 yards from Pater, now 52 yards away. And, again, McDonald going right to left. Smiski coming up under center, just one back behind him. And Moulton in motion, left to right, and he'll take the handoff. Moulton coming around the right side. Short gain, just getting across midfield. Well, it looked good, but it went for only about 1 yard.
Yeah, and Dawson is so fast, but couldn't quite get the corner there. The end just was able to recognize what was going to happen there and go out, and he defended it well.
Mm-hmm. So a second and nine now for the Macs from their own 49-yard line, leading it 7-0 first quarter. Clock 7:49. It's kind of stuck. I don't know. Shouldn't it be? Okay, I guess he went out of bounds. Second and nine. And now Smiski. He's got his receiver, Anderson, the 45. Anderson still charging toward a first down, and he got the first down as he got close to the 40 with his forward progress. Completion of 11, so two catches for 27 yards for the senior, Anderson.
Just a little bit different variation to that first slant we saw him run. They got two wide receivers on that side of the field, and the one kind of runs a little bit of interference for David almost, and David even able to sneak in behind it and get that completion.
Third first down for the Macs tonight, the Ashley Construction first down. Your choice for custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And Smiski, handoff Fritz. Fritz on his way. The 25, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's charging all the way in. Touchdown, wow. Daniel Fritz. He ripped it up. 41 yards, Daniel Fritz to the house.
That is just so cool to see here on senior night, Daniel Fritz taking one to the house like that. Great job, Daniel, and great job, Line, for getting a hole for him and just letting him run.
Well, that was a thing of beauty. Drew, what did you see? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You guys are getting up.
All right, and so the extra point is good as well. 14-0. McDonald back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports presentation of Max Football on Max TV.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Back with the kickoff, and there's the boot from Crawford, and it's going to go deep on the far side, fielded about the 5, and then stepping out of bounds there. And so another bad break for Thorpe as Tiasa Rajafera, I believe, stepping out of bounds. And my apologies, Drew Smiski. I put Seth and I on in the broadcast booth, but coming back for the commercial break, I got to shut everybody off. And my apologies, I didn't have your mic on. So,
okay, that works.
Oh, boy, what a tough break. I think that that Thorpe kid, when he caught the ball, he should have still kept running upfield. He kind of just like, oh, I stepped out and stopped. But
already down 14-0, and then that happens.
Yeah, let them blow the whistle on that.
And so, again, Thorpe with a freshman quarterback, Evan Penterman, number 18, a 5'11", 165-pounder, and quite a challenge in front of him here tonight. From the pistol, he'll take it. Two receivers off to the right side. And the handoff, and there's Penk. Penk gets it out close to a first down on the far side at about the 13-yard line.
Good.
And Winger, one of the tacklers.
Yep, good positive play by Thorpe there. That's the one play that I'd like to see us be able to defend better than that.
So Penk, three carries for zero after that. So second and two for the Cardinals as they go left to right. Two receivers to the right again. Lone running back Penk with Penterman. Handoff Penk, and he's going to go. But a good job by the Max defense. And Ryan Smisky, he's coming to play tonight on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, you're able to just scrape right down the line and make a good, great tackle.
They give him 1 yard, so it'll be third and one for Thorpe from their 14, going left to right, trailing 14-0. And Penterman now with Penk to his left. The lone running back, two receivers off to the right. And it's going to be Penterman who's going to take it, and he gets stopped behind that line of scrimmage. So they tried the quarterback off to the left side, thinking maybe the fake to Penk. It didn't work.
Drew, did he drop the ball?
No, he stumbled a little bit, but okay. He didn't get too far because Alan Minan and Danny Fritz were...
Gotcha.
So a loss of two on the play, it creates a fourth and three, and Thorpe looking to punt here.
Yeah, they really came after it last time, so it'll be interesting to see what we do here.
Yep. And there's the boot from Zurakowski. It's going to hit about the 38 and roll past the 45 and finally up the 47. So Max will start in Thorpe territory. They're two for two on scoring possessions and now 47 yards from pay dirt.
Yeah, hey, great starting field position for the Max so far, and we've been able to move the ball kind of at will. So let's keep her rolling here.
Absolutely. So, again, Thorpe defensively, I don't know about any other injuries, but you got to love the Max running game so far.
Yeah, it just makes the game just so much easier when you can move, just for everything.
It absolutely does.
The entire offense, it just opens things up so much.
No question. From the 46-yard line now, Smisky, the senior, under center on senior night, parents' night. Two backs with their Moulton, the deep back. That's going to be a handoff to Smisky. Ryan Smisky, a rare handoff, and he'll go maybe to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, it's kind of a tight end reverse. I don't know that we've seen that this year.
A little different. He was not in my running back column, so I have to add him there.
Give him a yard? Did he get a yard?
He has a carry before Grant does.
Yeah, we use that play quite a bit in our middle school team, to great success, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That was a 2 yard gain. So, second and eight now for the Smiskies and the rest of the Max. You got two Smiskies and six other guys. Everywhere you go, we got two Smiskies tonight. All right, back to pass. Smisky, deep drop for Grant. Looking. He's going to run out of the pocket now. He's saying, if my cousin can run, I can run to the 40, the 35, and finally he's out of bounds. He got a first down, but there's a flag back there, probably a hold.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is coming back. Yep, it's coming back. It was just right in that area. Grant had a lot of time back there to throw the ball, and he just couldn't find somebody open or a situation he was comfortable throwing in, and they gave him time.
Yeah,
then once he took off.
He did have a lot of time.
Yep.
So good coverage by Thorpe, and again, the run game working better than, although, it's a couple of completions to David Anderson, but they're going to. The line of scrimmage had been the 44, so it'll be a 10-yard penalty back to the 46. So instead of second and eight, it's second and 18. First penalty on either club tonight. 10-yarder on the Max. So second and 18, McDonald. And Grant coming up under center with Fritz and Moulton behind him. Anderson off to the left. Hand off Moulton, and he'll shake one tackle. And then they're all over him, and that's Cooper Rosemeyer, and he's a 6'2", 180-pound. But would you believe he's just a freshman? That guy can play defense.
He's these Rosemeyers, I hear that name, and I just think, I don't know if it was his older brother that was the quarterback there, but, boy, he was impressive.
Well, I can add a little bit to this because we played him last year. And
he's good.
It was a long night.
He's good, yeah. All right, second, third and 15 now for the Max. With inside of 4 minutes to go, first quarter here on Max TV. And a pass at Anderson, catches it. The 45, and he's going to go out of bounds. So fourth down, I would think the Max will go for it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that play just kind of set it right there. Just give us, shorten up the distance a little bit. If we're going to go for fourth down, make it fourth a little more manageable.
Three catches for 33 yards for David Anderson tonight. That's a connection we've enjoyed through the years here with Grant to David and these last couple of years. And I think that was really the difference in that Max win over Gilman was the ability to the completed pass that McDonald had. But no, they're surprising with the looks like the punt. And there's Grant's going to boot it away. And it's going to hit about the 14 and roll inside the 10. And it's going to go right down there about the 3 yard line.
That's a really good punt right there.
David Anderson chasing it down to down it down there. Fantastic boot by Grant, and they're going to put it at the 5. I thought he was inside the 5.
I could have swore he was inside the 5.
I could have said the 2 or the 3 for sure.
He was. That's a bad mark.
That is a super bad spot. But, it shows you what I know. I thought for sure they were going to go for it. But
We got, you know, the dad to try to get that inside knowledge you got.
I guess I'm lacking in that.
Well, the Max, first time they don't score on a possession tonight, and Thorpe takes over. But they got 95 yards to go, 3:39 to go first quarter. Penterman, the freshman quarterback. And it's intercepted. Picked off by Stepp, and he's going to get down to the 5-yard line.
Awesome.
Interception, Penterman, and again, his confidence may be picking up. He fired it there, and the Max, Eli Stepp there for the interception.
Yeah, Eli just reading that ball perfectly.
Yeah, throw was a little behind, and Eli doesn't need much space to make a play.
No, he's super fast.
And so now the Max are in the Johnson Roloff red zone. We'll see if they give us time to talk about it in a moment. But right now setting up to possibly score from the 5-yard line. Smisky under center, handoff. Moulton right side, and he's down closer to the goal line but did not get in. So I'm going to quickly jump in and say the Max in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff, your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. Smisky gets the play from Coach Maloney on the sideline after the 3-yard gain by Moulton. He's up to 49 on the night. From the 2-yard line now, the Max trying to go up 20-0. Smisky under center. He'll take it. Handoff up the middle. Touchdown, Daniel Fritz. No problem. And again, he was barely touched, if at all. It's 20-0 McDonald.
I really like that play call there. I think when you're that close to the goal line, at least one play, you got to tell your O-line, like, okay, you guys, we're gonna rely on you right here, and we're going to run it up the middle, and we're going to score. And it shows that you have some faith in them. So great play call there.
And now the extra point is good as well by Holm. He's 3 for 3, and the Max lead at 21-0. Back with the kickoff in a moment.
These aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass. White City Glass.
21-0 McDonald, and there's the boot by Crawford, and it's going to go out of bounds on the far side. Again, join WOGO Sports Toppers Pizza and Toys and Ford for a free tailgate party before the last two Chi-High home games. Last Chi-High home game is next Friday night. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy free pizza from Toppers, plus games and giveaways. It's the Toppers and Toys and Tailgate Party next Friday night. Come early for all the fun, 5 till 6:30 in the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. All you got to do is say free pizza, right?
Yeah, yeah, it draws, brings people in. I'm always up for free pizza.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say this. If I keep Drew's mic off the rest of the night, I owe him a slice of pizza.
Yeah,
okay?
There you go.
But I'll bring it from the tailgate party. All right. And there's the handoff to Pank as the line of scrimmage, the 35, and the Max. I think they want to pitch a shutout here tonight. At least, we'll see when the reserves potentially come in later, but that's a three-yard loss for Pank on that one.
Yeah, good penetration there by Caleb Leet, just getting in there and disrupting stuff and being part of the tackle. He was out for a while, and we definitely missed him.
Second down and 13 for Thorpe, the two receivers to the right, and Penterman, the freshman quarterback now, in for the injured senior who's out for the season. Pank threw the interception last time they had it and overthrows his intended receiver, number six, Cooper Rosemeyer. Did they call an interference?
Yeah, he did touch him there. Yeah, I didn't know.
Eli Stepp kind of had his, got his.
All right, so pass interference on Eli. And yeah. The 32 was the line of scrimmage.
I think it was, that's why the flag was late, because it wasn't super flagrant, but he did make contact with them before the ball got there.
And up to the 15-yard penalty. So Max with two penalties for 25 yards now. And there's the first down of the night for Thorpe. And they're up to the 47-yard line. And 2:15 to go first quarter. Max leading at 21-0. Penterman, the freshman, was going for Rosemeyer, another freshman on that one. Now he'll rifle the pass too high for Dylan Mattson, their leading receiver, incomplete.
Ryan getting in there and getting in the quarterback's face, making that throw more difficult than he wanted it to be.
Yeah, and Dylan Mattson on receiving, 22 catches for 383 yards, an average of 17.4 per reception.
Oh, wow.
Coming in, so he's dangerous.
Yeah, for
number
sure.
Number two. But again, different quarterback here tonight. Second and 10 now from their 47, going left to right. Penterman, he's going to heave one deep down the middle, incomplete. And again, he was looking for Mattson, so no surprise.
David, though, with this speed, able to be stride for stride with him there. But I do remember him from last year, number two, Mattson.
So it's been good then for the Max. It's been a few weeks since we had him, but, I mean, David's health is a lot better, it seems.
Yes. And, just for a while there, when it's eight-player football and you take out two players, three players like Kale, David, and Caleb, that's tough.
And the timeout is going to be called with 2:08 to go first quarter. Thorpe facing a big third and 10, trailing in this contest by a score of 21-0. Back in a moment on Max TV.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Third and 10 now for Thorpe, and Penterman completes a pass. Good McDonald defense, and Rosemeyer trying to work hard and Gets it into McDonald territory, but still not enough for a first down, and the clock keeps running.
Well, Eli was there and had the initial contact. He kind of that was a big boy there that caught that ball.
Right.
He kind of slipped off.
And he goes 6'2", 180, and he's just a freshman.
Yeah.
And Drew still has nightmares about him. So.
Yeah. Jeepers.
Can see why. All right. Fourth and five, they're going for it. Penterman from the pistol. He takes it. Looking it over. Here comes the pass rush. He's got the high pass, and it's completed inside the 35-yard line, and he got it to Rosemeyer. This kid, again, he does it on both ends. First down, Thorpe.
Yeah, Eli was there. Rosemeyer just a little bit bigger and was able to come down with that.
Mm-hmm. Gain of about 13 on the play, and they got one first down by a penalty and to the 34-yard line now. So the Macs need to stiffen here defensively, try to keep them out of the red zone. And Penterman takes it, and he's going to heave one on the right side. It's a wobbler, and beyond the outstretched arms of Mattson, incomplete. They've got receivers, though, guys. They've got receivers.
They do. They got some. They got some speed. They got some size at receiver, and if that quarterback can get enough time just to chuck one up, they're good enough where they can turn the balls into kind of 50-50 balls. And hey, the run game hasn't been working so hot, so why not do that?
Yeah. And so it creates a second and 10 from the McDonald 34, going left to right, 1:02 to go here, first quarter. Penterman, the freshman, takes it, and he's going to – is that a forward pass or not? He's got it off to Penk. There's a flag thrown. It's kind of an interesting – kind of. Is it going to be a late hit against McDonald? Because –
yeah, they're going to get Allen Minan on the late hit.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, so far a couple penalties – killing us right now.
And that's the thing, I guess, the challenge is, right, you have the passion to want to, but and you're going after the quarterback, but he's gotten rid of the ball, and there's another 15-yarder. That's 40 yards on three penalties against the Macs tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another first down. So they're in the red zone to the 19-yard line. So from the pistol, Penterman, the freshman, takes it. Here comes the McDonald pass rush. He'll go into the right corner, and Rosemeyer kind of got turned around, incomplete.
Yeah, once again, Eli there, but, he was about a step behind, so a better thrown ball definitely could have been a touchdown.
Yeah, these are Rosemeyer is their third leading receiver coming into this contest tonight, but you can see, I mean, he's grown a lot here as a freshman. 11 catches for 109 yards, averaging about 10 per catch. So second down and
Wildcat
for Thorpe. All right, looking for the Wildcat, and they're going to hand it off to Penk around the left side, and he's going to go through about the 11-yard line. So, Dylan Mattson, that wide receiver we've been talking about, he was the one at quarterback that time and handed off to Penk. And Penk from the 19 down, close to the 12-yard line, a gain of 7.
Yeah, and KD, the coach for Thorpe, he's definitely doing his best to adapt to the situation here.
And so third down and 3. They need to get to the 9 in the final 20 seconds of this first quarter. Max leading at 21-0. Thorpe trying to adjust, and a flag is thrown. And illegal procedure against Thorpe. So that's their first penalty of the night. And I've got to say is it's about time.
Yeah, yep. And earlier in that series, they could have actually got the quarterback at that kind of false start.
Yeah.
He was pulling away before the ball was snapped. So,
instead of
good to see a penalty on them.
Instead of 3rd and 3, 3rd and 8. And we are not going to get a playoff before this quarter comes to an end. Our score after one from DeRay on Parents' Night, Senior Night, it's 21-0. Max lead it. WOGO's coverage of Max Football on Max TV returns in a minute.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt market president at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Appreciate Northwestern Bank and all of our great sponsors making WOGO's coverage of Max Football possible tonight on Max TV. And thanks to the team from McDonald making this possible as well. Grayson Hoff helping us out and getting some help from our retired friend Val. All right, so it'll be third and eight now from the 17 going right to left, so they'll change things up. And again, you got Mattson in that Wildcat, and it's a high snap to Mattson. He dropped it. Loose ball on the field, and who's got it? Does McDonald have it? Oh, boy, that play was a disaster. Drew, what did you see?
I just snapped the ball over Mattson's head, and that was about it. Danny Fritz almost got there.
Wow.
Yeah, we were just, I mean, it seemed like the ball was on the ground for a long time, but we were just, it was snapped so far back that it was a long way for us to go to get there. So.
Wow, it's fourth and forever. Fourth, they say 18. I almost don't believe him. It feels longer. And now taking it from the shotgun, the freshman, Penterman. Here comes the snap. Here comes the pass rush. He's going to heave a wobbler down the field, and it's going to be intercepted and then pushed down. Good job by Winger to just push it down to the ground. And that's heads up right there. Because everybody wants an interception, right?
I was going to say, that is heads up. But, boy, that's got to be hard to do, right, to drop that ball and give up your stat.
I know.
But good job for Nash. I don't know if I would have been able to do that.
Yeah, right. But that's,
Well, you know, if he would have picked it off, would have been a touchback. You know, we would have only lost about 8 yards.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But he did the right thing. He did the right thing. They're at the 28-yard line. And so that's where McDonald will take over, leading at 21-0 and trying to get this thing up to 28-0 here as Thorpe has shown somewhat of a passing game with Penterman. And now Smisky hit as he throws it deep. He's got Anderson, completes the pass, but is he out of bounds? Out of bounds. All right, it was completed out of bounds with Mattson on the coverage for Thorpe.
That was a beautiful catch by David.
Yeah.
Gosh, just... And then I looked down, and it's sad to see it was out of bounds because that was pretty.
They're a sweet connection in terms of quarterback to – and, again, Grant was hit as he threw, so.
And I don't think if he would have thrown that more inside, that would have been a tough ball and possibly would have been picked off.
Yeah.
So.
Second and 10 now for McDonald from their 28 going left to right. Probably their worst field position of the night. And completes it to Anderson. And Anderson this time gets a first down out to the 40 and beyond. And for McDonald, their fourth first down of the night. And for that, another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction. Your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And I'll put it at the 40. So how about this? Four catches for 45 yards for the senior David Anderson. Not bad, huh?
Yeah. Last week was pretty impressive, too, with I think David had, two or three receptions for all night, and they were all for touchdowns.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And there's the handoff in the backfield, and they're all over Moulton for a very short game with that original line of scrimmage at the 40. And Dawson earlier did get the 16-yard touchdown run, and with that one he was from the 40 out to the 42, so he's got 51 yards now on the evening on seven carries, so just over 7 yards a pop. Second and 8 for McDonald. Need to get to the 50 for the first down as Grant comes up under center with Fritz and Moulton behind him. Anderson off to the right, another receiver off to the left. Taking his time on the snap count, and Smisky three-step drop, finds Anderson. Anderson spin move and is wrestled down to the ground there by Thorpe's number 14, Cameron Abramczak, 5'11 junior, 7-yard gain.
Just such good route running by David. It just feels like we could do that all night.
Right. It kind of looks like New England Patriots football. You know what I mean? Back with Brady and just go ahead and...
Yep. Yeah, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Just,
third and one now for the Max, trying to get into Thorpe territory. Get another first down, handoff, and charging across is Daniel Fritz, who's had a wonderful night with two touchdowns and he takes it for four and the fifth McDonald first down.
Yeah, good blocking by the old line. Hey, we did, you know, we needed a couple yards and we got it, and that's all you can ask for right there.
This is a game, I mean, Danny Fritz, four carries, 49 yards, two touchdown runs, one of them a 41-yarder. This is a night for the scrapbook here.
Yeah, it is really awesome for Danny.
From the 47 now, Smisky rolls to the left. He'll pass it in, incomplete to Ryan Smisky. That was a painful drop right there.
That was. I don't know how many more times you could do that, and you know that's tough.
Yeah. You could see it. Tell he kind of took his eyes off the football at the last second, started to look upfield.
Yeah, yep. The one thing to his defense is it was kind of above his head, right? But it was the ball was right there, and I'm sure he would tell you he should have caught it. So
yeah,
second and 10 for McDonald.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be mad at himself for those.
All right, well, hey, there's plenty of games to still make it up.
Yep.
In motion, Moulton, and instead Smisky goes back to pass, and now he'll pass it to Moulton on the right sideline. Moulton, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, all the way. Touchdown, Dawson Moulton to the house. 47 yards, and the Max lead at 27-0.
Yeah, well, nice play call there, and when Grant rolled out, I thought he was going deep, and hey, when you got Dawson with his kind of speed standing wide open, give him the ball because he can score from anywhere.
That was exciting with 8:50 to go until halftime. There's the boot, and for the fourth time tonight, Cale Home gets the extra point. Mats lead at 28-0. Back with the kickoff in a minute on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
Member FDIC.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi, this is Holly Bobie of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybobie.com.
That was a good-looking touchdown. Again, Moulton came from the left side, and they kind of faked it to him, and then Grant able to get it off him on the right sideline, and he takes it to the house. A beautiful 47-yard touchdown. And there's the boot by Crawford into the end zone. And now Thorpe will take over, trailing 28-0, guys. How about it?
Isaac is really coming into his own with those kickoffs. That is just last week and this week so far, he has been very impressive, and to be able to do that consistently, kick it deep, is just such a weapon to have.
Yeah. So from the 20-yard line now, Thorpe trailing it, and Penterman's shown some ability to complete some passes, able to draw a pass interference as well. And now from the 20-yard line, taking over. And handoff, right. Pank, and they crushed him for a loss of four on the play.
Was that Caleb or Allen in there, Grant?
It was Allen crashing down on the edge.
Gotcha. You know, and that's been such an asset to have that speed on the edge with Allen. He started the year at linebacker, and they moved him down the end, and just to have that quickness out there on the end it's been very noticeable.
All right, second down and 14, and there's the pass from Penterman, completed off on the right side, getting it to number 8 for the Thorpe Cardinals. That's Tiasa Rajafura. He's their second leading receiver, actually, in his second catch of the night.
Pass was thrown behind him, but he was able to contort his and snag that ball.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive.
Looked a little reminiscent of David and Grant there.
Yeah, and a 10-yard gain on the play. So third down and 4. They need to get to the 30. Does Thorpe trailing at 28-0. And Penterman is going to heave another wobbler down the field, incomplete.
That time Eli had excellent coverage out there.
The freshman Cooper Rosemeyer, who I had down for a couple of catches earlier for 18 yards.
The ball was a little wobbly, but Eli was able to be there, and he made a great play on the ball.
Actually, a stat correction. I think Mattson did catch one, and Rosemeyer caught one. So, anyhow, all right, it creates a fourth and four, and from the 26, they're going to go for it. With 7:37 left in this first half, Max leading at 28-0. A touchdown away from forcing a running clock in the second half. Incomplete. It was a pass intended for Roger Farah that time, incomplete, and so the Max take over on the incomplete pass.
Boy, that it was close. Had he even caught that, it would have been really close to, I don't know if they would have even got it, but...
So now, though, the problem is, I mean, all of a sudden the Macs have it just outside of the Johnson Roloff red zone on the 26-yard line. And still a ton of time at 7:34 to go, middle of this second quarter, as Grant Smiski out there on senior night. So, again, you got Fritz with two touchdowns, Dawson Moulton with two touchdowns, one on the ground and one through the air. Last time a 47-yarder. And Smiski, a handoff to Moulton, and maybe a gain of one, maybe. And I'm not even sure. Maybe back just to the line of scrimmage on that one.
Almost looked like the snap didn't come on time.
Yeah, it did seem slow.
Yep.
The snap was a little off, and Grant kind of just bobbled it a little bit just because of the timing.
Yep.
So it's a gain of one to the 25, second and nine for McDonald, as Smiski coming from the sideline, getting the play from Coach Maloney. Second and nine, McDonald. 5 yards outside of that Johnson roll-off red zone with Fritz and Moulton behind him. Under center. And they'll just pass it to Anderson. Anderson, the 15, down to about the 11-yard line. First down, McDonald.
Yeah, if that linebacker if he wasn't able to get back there and help make that tackle, I think David was taking it to the end zone.
Gain of 13. Again, he's caught a lot of balls here tonight, and it's up to 65 yards in reception. Sixth first down for the Mac, and to the 12-yard line after the 13-yard gain.
I'd like to see Ryan try to redeem himself here once.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Receivers split two to the right, one to the left, and Moulton in motion. He's going to fake it to him, and they're going to hand it to Fritz, who's going to charge down to the 6-yard line, so a gain of six. So, again, you got to pay attention to Moulton's speed, and what's he going to do? Is he going to catch it out of the backfield? But, no, it was Fritz for six.
Yeah, that's a nice play that they run, and, you know, it allows them to set up other things. So, just another way to keep the defense off balance.
And there's no hurry here. I mean, McDonald just inside of 6 minutes now, so just to the latter half of this second quarter, with McDonald leading at 28-0, looking to go up 34-0. Second and four from the 6-yard line. Smiski under center. Pitch out. Far side. Moulton going to run for the corner of the end zone, and he's going to get there. Touchdown, Moulton. And the Macs lead at 34-0 with 5:41 to go until halftime.
Nice run by Moulton. Just pure speed there and able to just cut it inside the cone and get in for the touchdown. Good blocking out by the O-line. I kind of concentrated on them, and they're just exploding off the ball and taking care of business.
So he's going to take care of business home for his fifth extra point of the night, and he splits the uprights yet again. The Macs lead at 35-0. Back in a minute on Macs TV.
Court, the field, and the ice. Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite. Yow! Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wasgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wasgalla. 839-0707 or Wasgalla.com.
An update from Hudson tonight as Chi-High trailing 7-3, probably second quarter by now, and McDonald leading this one 35-0. WOGO Sports coverage on Max TV. And there's another great boot by Crawford as you continue to talk about, Seth.
Yeah, it's really impressive. When does Chi-High play Menominee? Is that last?
Next Friday night.
Next Friday night? Yeah. Is that home or away?
Yeah, you got the home game with the Toppers and Toys and Tailgate
Party.
Well,
you know what?
Yeah.
You might have to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Go watch that, you know. I'll be sitting on the Menominee side. I don't.
Does McDonald play on Thursday then?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, right. I forgot you're a Menominee alum, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right. So from the 20-yard line now, 5:41 left in the half. And from the shotgun, Penterman, the freshman, looking, and he's going to heave it deep, and he's got a receiver incomplete. But he had it gunned out there for Landon Pank, the running back.
Yeah, Eli, that's dangerous right there. We're just lucky it wasn't a better pass. Eli biting on the run fake. And
you know, it's interesting that Penterman had, do you guys see this? He's got number 18. That's Peyton Manning's number, and he kind of looks like Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Is it just me? I mean, is it just the number or what? I don't know.
Well, you know, and as a freshman,
some of his footwork and stuff,
yeah,
I don't know.
He's not doing too bad.
But his ball reminds me of Sonny Jurgensen, so that's a different, makes me sound old when I say that. He's going to rifle one, complete it off on the right side, and the receiver for a short gain. And that's Mattson, his second catch of the night.
Good swarming to the ball there by the defense.
Tackle by home of the match.
Was that Eli that made the initial contract, Drew?
It was.
It was, yep.
And quickly, almost going with no huddle. And there's going to heave another wobbler. And he's, a tough catch by Rosemeyer. Caught it about the 35-yard line, and it's a catch at the 35. So what do you know?
They're really coming after Eli tonight. He's got his work cut out for him, that's for sure. But overall, he's been there. You know, he has been there.
Yeah.
So I don't want to tell war stories, but this quarterback and that Rosemeyer ate us alive last year in our game. So
yeah, right.
This is quite painful for me, guys.
Okay.
Bringing back bad memories.
Yeah, they're two. And again,
Wildcat.
Considering they're freshmen. Oh,
false start.
And trying to get it to Mattson, the senior wide receiver, but a penalty flag.
Well, if that Rosemeyer, he's 6'2 right now as a freshman. I mean, he probably was, I don't know, unless he hit a huge growth spurt. He must have been pretty big last year, Andrew.
Well, this, it says 6'2". I'm pretty sure he's 6'3 at least.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't think this is doing him justice.
All right, we got a timeout. Breaking the action. Back in a moment.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
All right, it's final 4 minutes of the first half, 4:02, and first and 15 seemed to be kind of an unusual time for a timeout, but I guess for Thorpe, I mean, they'd love to get on the scoreboard before halftime, right?
Yeah, for sure, you know, just have some, you know, having
still
some
got
prides.
A ways to go, though.
You know, you don't want, no team likes to see a clock running because they're losing, so.
And, of course, that doesn't happen until the second half, and there's the snap to Mattson, and the Max just smelled that from last week. Wow. What great penetration by the Max. And let's credit the defenders. I'm seeing number 66 there. Caleb Leet was one of them, the junior.
I almost thought we were going to get in there early enough to maybe cause a fumble on that play, but not quite.
So Penk, I believe, the loss. And he's got negative. All the carries he's had, he's had 8 carries for -2. Boy, that's a great statement for the Mac defense right there. And it's second and 18 now from the 27. And there's a high snap to Penterman. He's going to heave one down the middle of the field, incomplete, intending it for Landon Pink. When I made the Sonny Jurgensen reference, it's because it was, remember the old, when they were the Redskins, But it was, and now the Washington Commanders, and I'm trying to tell different friends, I'm like, the NFL's better when Washington is good, right? And it's been a while. But does, you guys remember, they had Billy Kilmer and Sonny Jurgensen, and which one of them threw a wobbly ball? And I thought it was Jurgensen, maybe it was Kilmer, I don't know. But it was kind of like, most quarterbacks aren't known for wobbly balls. If Mr. Penteman, that's probably something for him to work on, is a little better spiral, maybe. But
yeah, and I can't help you with that.
Okay,
either.
All right. Drew, not you either? I think I owe him a piece of pizza. There's a completed pass to across the 40-yard line. They get it off to Rosemeyer again, so more bad dreams for Drew.
Yeah. It's just he's a step ahead.
Yeah.
And it was a well-thrown ball.
It was. And still they're still short of a first down.
Like to
fourth and four.
Dial up some pressure back there and make them a little more uncomfortable.
Got a 14-yard reception to Rosemeyer on that one. And now incomplete pass. And McDonald will take over on downs.
This quarterback, for a freshman, he's starting to settle in a little bit,
right.
And he's looking pretty good for a freshman.
Yeah. So the Macs at the Thorpe 41-yard line with 1:40. The clock is running here inside of 2 minutes. And Grant Smisky, the Macs trying to build on this heading into the halftime. Again, at this point, we would have a running clock in the second half, but they could further strengthen that. Smisky rolling to the right. Here comes the Thorpe pass rush. Rifle, he's got Anderson, his favorite receiver, out at about the 30-yard line after the original line of scrimmage at the 41.
Just great. You know, it's almost like David and Grant are talking to each other.
Yeah.
You know, out there, while the play's happening, because, you know, David just coming back
right.
to the ball. He saw Grant was going to be starting to be under a little duress, and just really good the, football by those two.
To the 30-yard line now. Smisky, three-step drop, rifles one. Again, completed at about the 24-yard line. It's the high school version of the old New England Patriots. The current New England Patriots pretty much struggling, but
yeah,
this one.
Not so much. But.
That is a lot. I don't know. That's 82 yards in receptions on 8 catches for Anderson. And to the 24-yard line. So after the 11-yarder, he gets the one for 6 yards there from the 24. And then Smisky rolling to the left. He's got a receiver open in the corner, and it's caught for a touchdown. And it's Anderson again, and his first one tonight for a touchdown from 24 yards out with 16 seconds left in the first half, and the Macs go up 41-0.
Yeah, all I can say is David makes it look really easy, and it's not. But
Dave just throws. Grant throws it there, and he goes and gets
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Yep.
So the first touchdown for Anderson, and this one 6 for 6 on extra points for Cale Holm. Back with the kickoff.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Well, Crawford about ready to kick it off here as we continue with Max Football on Max TV, WOGO's presentation of Max Football. And it's 42-0, guys, as we're 16 seconds from the half.
Yeah, this offense has just been super efficient tonight.
Mm-hmm.
overall. We had to punt that one time. But
some of the penalties, but otherwise you're right. Yeah, punting, but six touchdowns, and there's a ball booted out of bounds. So after all those good kicks by Crawford, he booted that one out of bounds.
Yeah, we get a bad one once in a while. But
if we could go back to that touchdown, guys, I just had a little sidebar conversation with Grant on the sideline.
Yeah.
He noticed that a freshman was matched up on David, so it was never any doubt that's where he was going with the football. Hmm.
Gotcha.
And David had been working the right side, and all of a sudden it was on the left side on that one. So.
Yeah, it's pretty heads up noticing, being able to pick that out at this level. But, yeah, you got a freshman matched up with David Anderson.
Yeah.
Winning combination right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so now, Thorpe, final seconds. Not a whole lot of time to do something here with Penterman, the freshman. From the pistol, final 16 seconds, and it's a low snap, and it's fumbled out of there. Penk's going to recover it and take it for a loss, their senior running back, and that's going to do it for the first half. And McDonald leads it 42-0 at halftime. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk it over. We've got highlights for you. We'll check the WOGO sports calendar, give you an update from Hudson. It's all ahead here. Max dominating the first half, leading Thorpe minus their starting quarterback, their senior quarterback, Lincoln Knopp, out for the season. Max leading it 42-0 on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
Post-glass and mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post-glass and mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post-glass and mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post-glass and mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Winter. Road salt.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value.
So call Rust Proofers.
Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. RustProofers.com.
Halftime here, and it's all McDonald leading by a score of 42-0 over Thorpe. And we can recap that scoring for you. I might as well do that right away here. And before I do, though, let me say, hey, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change. Chippewa Auto Body and Service. And again, don't forget, 1 week from tonight, it's join WOGO Sports Topper's Pizza and Tyson Ford for a free tailgate party for the last Chi High home game on October 18th. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy free pizza from Topper's, plus games and giveaways. It's the Topper's and Tyson tailgate party October 4th and 18th. Come early for all the fun. 5 till 6:30 in the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. And again, a score from halftime at Hudson, as Caleb Swenson tells me, it's 14-3, Hudson leading Chi High in this second to last regular season game. Well, Seth Smithke, give me your thoughts here on the first half.
It's, hey, they've looked really good. Offense, they are clicking, and defense, they're not giving up a lot. You know, Thorpe kind of changed her game plan a little bit, started coming after him with the pass, and we've been able to weather that storm, and a few penalties in there. So, but and offensively, we are super efficient tonight.
When you look at comparative scores, I mean, certainly McDonald's the only team that scored on Owen Withey, so that's a feather in their cap, and we can talk about the rankings in a player later. I mean, but, you know, this is an incredibly competitive conference with Owen Withey, the top-ranked team, and they're just steamrolling everybody. But even the Gilman game, when you compared that, I mean, McDonald beating Gilman in a hard-fought game 22-14, and you saw what Thorpe had lost to them by, and then obviously down their starting quarterback. But this Thorpe team is fighting, and like you say, boy, Penterman and Rosemeyer, do what you can, because that is a combination of the future.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
It is, for
and
sure.
It's Drew's, and it's a combination of Drew's past.
Yes. Yeah, for a couple freshmen out there, they're looking really good. Mm-hmm. So
big guys.
Yeah, hats off to them for doing what they've been able to do tonight. And definitely, you know, years down the road, they're going to be dangerous.
Yeah. I don't know if Drew is back with us or not. But, again, talk about some of the first half stats. We had McDonald 7 first downs, 40 yards in penalties. I had Thorpe for 3 first downs and 15 yards in penalties. What stands out to you statistically is Dawson Moulton, 9 carries, 58 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground, but then he had a 47-yard touchdown reception as well. One of 2 touchdown passes for Grant Smiske, the other of 24-yarder to David Anderson shortly before the half. And Daniel Fritz on the ground, a 41-yard touchdown run and a 2-yard blast. And Daniel on senior night, 5 carries for 55 yards. So some of the numbers that catch our eye. Rosemeyer, the freshman, 3 catches, 31 yards for Gilman. 2 catches for 14 for Pajamera. And also 2 catches for 16 for Mattson. So they've got good receivers, but obviously Penterman, we see his confidence even growing as the game moves along.
Yeah, they do. They do have a really, really good group of receivers, and you know, it'd be nice to see us get after him a little bit, make him a little less comfortable back there, because he is settling in as this game has gone on. So,
all right, we'll take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, it'll be highlights for you here on WOG. I'll tell you what, actually, what fits best right now is a 1-minute timeout. We'll take a 1-minute break at highlights and get to that here as our halftime continues on Max TV.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
All right, it's halftime from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls on senior night. Parents also going out there on the field with their players tonight. And we've got a lot of highlights from the first half, so let's get to some of those here. WDOGO sports coverage of Max football leading at halftime 42-0 here on Max TV. Third and four for the Max from the 46, trying to get to midfield for a first down. Smisky, quick pass. He's got Anderson, the 45, and he's on his feet inside the 40. First down, McDonald. Third down and 10 for the Max from the Thorpe 16 in the Johnson roll-off red zone. There's a pitch out, and this is going to be Moulton. Moulton, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown for Moulton Dawson. Moulton puts the Max on the scoreboard with 10:01 to go first quarter. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And Smisky, handoff Fritz. Fritz on his way. The 25, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's charging all the way in. Touchdown, Daniel Fritz. He ripped it up. 41 yards, Daniel Fritz to the house. Now, I get it. That was a really exciting run. And he really, and I was sort of, Seth, inside the broadcaster's mind, I was a little speechless. Like, I mean, Fritz is a fullback. What's he doing running into the secondary? That's what we used to get used to Dawson Moulton doing.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed, especially on that play, like the D linemen were really getting upfield fast for Thorpe. They were just charging up. So it was the perfect play call for that situation. I don't know if they had noticed that earlier and was like, all right, we're going to do this. Because
right.
They just charged upfield right past Daniel, and he was off to the races.
Max have had a great night on the ground. More highlights tonight. And Thorpe takes over. But they got 95 yards to go, 3:39 to go first quarter. Penterman, the freshman quarterback. Oh, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stepp, and he's going to get down to the 5-yard line. From the 2-yard line now, the Max trying to go up 20-0. Smisky under center. He'll take it. Handoff up the middle. Touchdown, Daniel Fritz. No problem. And again, he was barely touched, if at all. It's 20-0 McDonald. And that one coming with 2:54 to go in the first quarter. What did you see?
I just snapped the ball over Mattson's head and
again, you got Mattson in that wildcat, and it's a high snap to Mattson. He dropped it. Loose ball on the field, and who's got it? Does McDonald have it? Oh, boy, that play
Thorpe.
Was a disaster.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be mad at himself for those.
All right, well, hey, there's plenty of games to still make it up.
Yep.
In motion, Moulton, and instead Smisky goes back to pass, and now pass it to Moulton on the right sideline. Moulton, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, all the way. Touchdown, Dawson Moulton to the house. The second quarter with McDonald leading it 28-0, looking to go up 34 zips. Second and four from the 6-yard line. Smisky under center. Pitch out. Far side. Moulton going to run for the corner of the end zone, and he's going to get there. Touchdown, Moulton. And the Max lead at 34-0 with 5:41 to go until halftime. From the 24, and then Smisky rolling to the left. He's got a receiver open in the corner, and it's caught for a touchdown. And it's Anderson again, and his first run tonight for a touchdown from 24 yards out with 16 seconds left in the first half, and the Max go up 41-0. That's a lot of highlights, Seth Smisky, in the first half for McDonald out to a 42-0 lead over Thorpe. I'd say, I mean, I think, you know, we heard talk from Coach Mark Maloney in the pregame about that 16-13 playoff loss. I think we'd still like the playoff win, but they're kind of avenging that here tonight.
Yeah, yep. And that's what we like is when we got a lot of highlights. So mm-hmm. It's good to see the boys come out here and do what we wanted and what they wanted to do.
Again, we had mentioned some of the rushing stats, but how about when we talk about that first half, David Anderson, just incredible performance. As 9 catches, 106 yards, and the 24-yard touchdown reception. So how about that, huh?
Yeah, it's just they keep doing it week after week, and it's just been so fun, yeah. So fun to watch.
That's a real difference for the Macs that makes them one of the top eight-player teams in the state. Back with the second half in a moment on WOGO Sports coverage of Macs football on Macs TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
All right, Macs football on Macs TV here, WOGO's coverage of it, as Mark Halverson in the booth with Seth Smisky and Drew Smisky back on the sideline. Drew, right?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, good. Checking in with you. All right. And a 42-0 lead, and Crawford's going to be kicking it off. And we saw Thorpe go a lot more to the air again. I mean, Penk had 8 carries for minus 2. Collectively, they had 9 carries for minus 4. So the ground game not working for them.
No. Just I think their best bet is just to keep doing what they're doing.
Crawford
chucking
puts it just short of the end zone, and they're going to have to run it, and they'll take it out of there. And this is number 0, Jason Filson, the sophomore.
All right, Luke Anderson coming in down there. David's little brother coming down there making a play. It's good to see.
Yeah. And so they'll be backed up to wait for the official spot. Wow, the 9-yard line. They've had tough field position all night, guys.
Yeah. Yes, they have. And that's just, testament to some great kicks. And our kickoff coverage has come a long way since the beginning of the year.
So Thorpe in those white uniforms from the 9-yard line. With Penterman, the freshman quarterback. Peyton Manning's number 8. Oh, and a high snap in the end zone.
Oh, no.
He's going to chase it down, and he's running for his life, and he's going to get out of the end zone and be tackled about the 4-yard line.
Jeez, that I thought that was going to be a safety for sure, but that ball took a good bounce right back up to him, and he was able to get out of the end zone.
So he is going to lose 4 yards. They were at the 9, so Penterman... loss of 2 carries for minus 6 tonight. I mean, carries. I mean, what was he going to do? You know,
I almost think they're going to have to try running it at least once.
What do you say as the center? Just sorry. I mean, what? And this is a better snap, and there's the handoff to Penk, and Penk's going to plow his way ahead out to the 8-yard line or so, and the Mats wrapped him up pretty good right there. And again, Danny Fritz in defensively.
Yeah, Dan Fritz coming in and making a nice play.
And is he down? Penk is slow to get up.
He got his head, back of his head, bounced off the turf pretty good. I was cringing over here. So.
Okay. All right.
I definitely think.
All right, we'll take a break as well.
Concussed.
Back in a moment.
Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service.
Let's take that one from the top, just to be fair to our advertiser. Take 2.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions in all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open.
All right, and so now Thorpe taking over. Pinkman able to walk off under his own power, and there's a near interception as Anderson had his hand on it, and Stepp was right behind, but incomplete and fourth down in a punting situation.
Yeah, close to an interception. If David would have came up with that, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would have been really, really impressive. But
they're backed up at their own 9-yard line, so fourth and 10. And the punting situation, and Thorpe brings in number 30, Harley Zurakowski, a senior, a 5'11", 170-pounder. And there's the boot, and it's a liner, and it's going to skip to about the 45. Step is going to get it. Eli, the 40. Nice move to the 35. The 30, the 25. He may go. Step to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Eli Step. And the Cardinals go up 48-0 with 9:21 to go, third quarter.
Yeah, Eli's just so dangerous back there. He's got good speed, and he returned one last week as well. So,
wow,
just super dangerous return guy.
He does have fantastic speed, and he is a ton of fun to watch. And again, he's just a junior, and boy, with him and obviously behind Dawson Moulton doesn't get as much time at running back. And again, Cale Holmes splits the uprights, 49-0. Back in a moment.
You soon.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, the Macs lead it 49-0. So we're moving, we're kind of strengthening that running clock here, guys. So I better take care of things. For joint replacements to neurosurgical procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at cvosm.com. And there's the boot, and fielded there at about the 5-yard line, and running it out is Mattson. And he's near side, the 25, the 30, and finally a good ankle tackle by one of the Macs that time, and it looked to be number 8, Luke Anderson again. So good special teams coverage by Luke.
Yeah, and he had a little more room than you like to see the returner have,
but
McDonald's still able to get him out of bounds and stop the run back.
Hard to complain much when you're up 49-0.
No, you know, we're just finding little things wrong at this point,
right?
Because they played a really good game.
Max, the fourth-ranked 8-player team in the state. Their only loss, 58-27 at Owen Withy. Owen Withy has been, those are the only points anybody's scored on Owen Withy this year. Penterman, pass on the left side,
wow.
And completed, and immediately hit was number 8, Tiasa Rajafera, and again, I wonder if, based on the hit we saw, if probably Penk is not going to come back, number 7. So,
yeah. I mean, Drew, did you see who came up and made that play?
That was
Eli.
Nash.
Was it?
And David.
Okay.
They read it. They read it perfectly. And
yeah. That was impressive.
And who was the receiver on that?
Number 8.
Number 8. Yeah, okay. I think Rajafera. Okay. Very good. So, but no yards. It's second and 10 to the 33. And there is a smash back. And again, they've got the running back, Chasen Filson, in. 5'9", 145-pound sophomore. And he loses three on the play.
Caleb Leet got in there like he was shot out of a cannon. That is so impressive.
I think they were a little surprised he was in there that fast.
Yeah, and that's just an element that Caleb can bring that just helps so much.
Third and 13 now for Thorpe. Inside of 7.5 to go in this third quarter. Running clock. Max lead at 49-0. Penterman heaves a deep ball down the field and chasing for the interception. Anderson incomplete, and it creates a fourth down. And the clock will keep going at 7:10 now. Max leading 49-0. Led 42-0 at the half, and an exciting 45-yard punt return from Eli Stepp, garnering us our first second-half highlight to come in the postgame later when Drew will catch up with Mark Maloney in the postgame. And look ahead to next week, Alma Center Lincoln. But to go to 6-1 tonight would be big.
Yes, huge.
And again, try to get that best postseason seed you can.
I think they're going to try to kick it away from Eli.
Yeah, I think so. I've seen enough of Eli's step. It's going to roll past him, the 30, the 25. It takes a Thorpe roll inside the 20, all the way back to about the 18-yard line. So the Max will have 82 yards to go, and we'll see if they still come with their starters.
Yeah, looking like it.
Yeah, I don't think they're letting off the gas just
no,
yet.
No, okay. I would say we're going to see the starters through the third quarter.
Okay.
Or one more drive, I would say.
Yeah, 6:15 and counting here, and all the way back to the, they'll call it the 19-yard line. So 81 yards from pay dirt.
All right.
And we see, looks like Cale Holmes is going to be the quarterback.
Cale Holmes taking some reps.
Oh, wow.
So instead of Bogus, as we've had in the past, Cale Holmes, the junior, pitch out to the right side, and turning it upfield, and again, I think maybe we have a backup running back in there, too. That didn't look to be Moulton. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, it's Moulton. All right. Oh.
Ryder Sullivan.
All right, Ryder Sullivan. We see Dawson Moulton come out of the game, though, 32, but all right.
Cale Holmes is a very capable quarterback. He had two very nice passes last week against Luck, one of them for a touchdown. And
4-yard run for Sullivan creates a Sullivan at number 13, a second and 6 for the Max from the 23. And Holmes at the home with the handoff and gain out close to the first down. They had to get to the 29. And Eli Stepp, the ball carrier on that one, and the gain of 7 for the first down to the 30. So the first carry of the night for Stepp, he did have the punt return touchdown. And the Max with their first down of the second half, 8 on the night, and lead it, though, 49-0.
I think McDonald will be perfectly content just to,
to
run this
clock.
Ball right down the field.
Yeah, and inside of 4.5 left here. In this third quarter with the Max up by 7 touchdowns. Holm on the handoff and just a short gain up the middle. 2 or maybe 3 yards on the carry.
I think we could go if we would,
Alan Minen.
If we would change our snap count, we would get them off sides here because they're timing that snap up and they're almost jumping a little early.
This is where I got to get all my stat sheet with all the bat, and this has happened with some Max, particularly going back to the Lake Holcomb game. So.
Yes, yeah. Games like that, really hard.
Yeah, right.
I think you had like 10 or 12 different ball carriers.
It was crazy. It was double digits for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Holm under center. And he'll roll to the left side, looking downfield. He sees Anderson. He'll rifle one. Oh, incomplete. Oh. It was maybe deflected that time by the Thorpe defender. Was it?
Drew? Manson got a hand on it. Otherwise, that was going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, that was going to be a touchdown. A little more air on that ball, and that's a touchdown because David had him. David had to stop and turn around. He had a good 2-3 yards on him.
So the clock keeps running here. 3:09 left in the third quarter. 3rd and 8 for McDonald from the 32. Need to get to the 40 as Holm coming back from the sideline, getting the instruction from Coach Maloney. It's been all Max here tonight, 49-0. Freshman quarterback Evan Penterman for the senior injured Lincoln Knopp, injured prior to this game, out for the year, a torn quad. And Holmes got it himself, and he falls down. He falls down back at about the 28-yard line. Creates a difficult fourth and 12 here, guys.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of room in front of him, so he tried to cut it back and just slipped. The cleats gave out. So
well, I'm going to use some of my Dawson Moulton territory because maybe he's not going to carry it a whole lot anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if they're going to. I'm thinking they're probably going to punt here.
Yep, and Holm getting the instruction from Coach Maloney. Clock down to 2:18 and counting as we're breezing through the third quarter with that running clock. McDonald, again, you get that at 35-point lead in the second half. McDonald up 49-0. They did get the Eli Step 45-yard touchdown on the punt return. And there's it looks like it maybe a delay of game. I don't know.
I think they might have got Thorpe. I was going to say.
Illegal procedure against McDonald. So Max with 45 yards and penalties on the night. Don't forget, we got the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party next Friday night for the Big Rivers Conference and regular season finale. Chi-Hi and Menominee. They were telling me today Chi-Hi has not beaten Menominee in regular season play. They beat them in 2015 in the postseason, but in regular season play since 2008.
Wow. So
it's been a while.
It has been a while.
All right, fourth down. Minute 33 left in the third quarter. And there's the boot from Holm. And signaling fair catch, Mattson at the 44, where Thorpe will take over, trailing by 7 touchdowns. Again, yeah, a reminder, the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party, Friday night, 5 to 6:30. Check out the newest Ford vehicles. Enjoy free Toppers pizza. We gave away 200-plus slices last Friday night. Games, giveaways. It's like the Toppers and Toyson tailgate party for the regular season finale. Come early for all the fun. 5 till 6:30 to the east side of the parking lot near the tennis courts. All right, from the 45-yard line, Thorpe, running clock, final 50 seconds of the third quarter. And Penterman from the pistol hands it off, and it looks like Penk is back in the game, right? He's he'd gone out, and it is Landon Penk, the ball carrier, the senior.
Caleb Leet in there.
Loss of 3.
In there again. Was that Caleb Grant? Or, sorry, Caleb Drew?
Yeah, that was Caleb.
Gosh, he gets in there so fast.
So
it's almost like they forget to block him, and I don't know why you'd forget to block that guy.
I don't know. Yeah, second and 13 now for Thorpe in probably the final play of the third quarter. Penterman back to pass, deflected and intercepted.
Oh, wow.
And the Max have the interception, and it's Daniel Fritz racing for a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house. And just like that, the Max go up 55-0.
There is a flag on the play.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Illegal contact, but regardless of what the call is.
It was a good job by Daniel keeping the ball kind of a volleyball.
Yeah, he kind of batted it up in the air and then was able to come down underneath it. Great catch by Danny, but I just got a feeling it's not going to stand.
Well, that goes on top of, right? He had 2 touchdowns, a 41-yard run. And
yeah, but they are talking about it, so, hey, maybe there's a chance.
Nope.
Probably not, as the third quarter has come to 1.9 seconds. It's on Thorpe. A hold. Touchdown.
Oh, wow.
Daniel Fritz gets the touchdown. How about that?
That's not what I was expecting at all. Just where the flag, you know, where the official was standing at when he threw the flag. I thought it was something in the secondary, but geez, good job, Danny, able to just bat that ball up in the air and come down with it and take it to the house.
55-0, and there's the kick is blocked. Holmes' kick is blocked. We're back in a minute. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Need a dumpster? Call Johnson Roll-Off Service. Whether you're in the middle of a remodel, demolition, spring or fall cleanup, or have materials to haul away from fire or water damage, Johnson Roll-Off Service has a dumpster size to fit your project. They also offer dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more. Johnson Roll-Off Service provides haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. Prompt, courteous, professional. When you need a dumpster, call Johnson Roll-Off Service. JohnsonRolloffService.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I loved seeing my sons run out onto Doré Field under those Friday night lights, and it always brings me back. Back to watching out the window as my boys played football in the yard, seeing them explore, learn, and grow. I'll treasure those memories for a lifetime. And if you're looking for a place to start building your family's memories, I'd love to help. Call or text me at 715-577-HOME. Find me on Facebook or go to hollybovey.com.
All right, we've got 1.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Time for the kickoff, but Daniel Fritz, interception, kind of deflected it and takes it to the house off of Penterman, the freshman quarterback. And when you're a freshman in varsity, I mean, you're going to learn, right? You're going to get schooled some.
Yeah, so. Yep. We went through it with Grant.
Although I got to say that Max had a pretty good year when he was a freshman.
They did. We had some really good receivers that year with Biskupski and Dale. Was there.
Dale Tetrell. Yeah, and it's going to be to the 20-yard line and advancing it up the middle of the field and taking off and chasing after Chase Filson down the far sideline, the 25, the 23-yard line. So Chasen Filson, the 5'9", 145-pound sophomore, with one of the more exciting plays of the night for Thorpe to end the third quarter. And after three from DeRay, our score on senior night, McDonald 55 and Thorpe nothing. And they're jumping around at DeRay, and they've got reason. WOGO Sports coverage on Max TV.
The court, the field, and the ice. Leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yow!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo.
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgalla Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it, and by then...
Oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgalla, 839-0707 or wirzgalla.com.
55-0 McDonald over Thorpe tonight, and... nobody could have drawn this up, but again, I know they've got the freshman at quarterback, not their senior Lincoln Knopp. That's certainly a difference.
And, yeah, it is a big difference.
Penterman
but,
gets it to Pank in the backfield, and now Pank advancing the ball to about the 35, a gain of about five or so as the fourth quarter gets underway.
But our run defense was just fantastic.
Yeah.
The starters, they came out and to hold them to they can't have many yards on the ground.
They don't. Trust me, Pink has he's got 11 carries for 2 yards, and he's their leading ball carrier. So,
I mean, he might get a.
Rolled to Penterman. Here comes the pass rush, and they're all over him. And that was a jailbreak that time for the big guys.
Yeah, I see. Look like Gavin, my nephew Gavin, in on that one, and
Gavin Smisky, yeah, the freshman. Speaking of talented freshmen, he got in there.
Yeah, Ben Wicken in on that as well.
Sack of minus five. And third and 12 now for Thorpe. Running clock. Max up 55-0. And Penterman heaves one. Left side, wobbly ball, and diving for the ball. Incomplete is number eight, Tiasa Rajafera. And we've got number 17 for the Max with the coverage.
I'll be interested to see what this call is because...
Or is it 13?
13. The defensive
Ryder
back...
Ryder Sullivan.
He was not close to him, so I'm surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think so either. Huh.
I didn't see anything here down here, guys.
That was
about as clean as you could get.
There was a gap between them. I don't know.
I don't know how you...
Maybe when they were running, they bumped. I don't. That's the only thing I
maybe.
Can figure.
Because he wasn't close enough to touch him, that's for sure.
So that's a 15-yarder. Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? When we get penalties, we get big ones, I guess.
Yeah.
So Penterman now, and that's the bulk of the way that Thorpe's gotten first down. And a completed pass into McDonald territory goes to the freshman, Rosemeyer.
Luke Anderson was right there. He tried to make a play on the ball, but Rosemeyer, just a big kid.
Yeah. And now from the 49 after a gain of 7, as Rosemeyer with yet another catch for up to 38 yards in the night. And incomplete again, freshman to freshman, trying to go from Penterman to Rosemeyer on the far side, incomplete there. But, yeah, a lot of struggles on the ground, so kind of heaving it up a lot here tonight.
Yeah, and the snaps, the snaps are killing him. He seems like he's either jumping in the air or trying to scrape it off the turf. But good job by Luke Anderson right there breaking that pass up.
Chi-High trailing 28-17 at Hudson now in the third quarter tonight. High snap, Penterman, hand off to Penk. Penk is going to come to the near side. Flag is thrown as he was. Looks like he got the first down, but that flag looks like it's in holding territory. And it is a hold on Thorpe.
And yeah, Gavin's the guy who was trying to block Gavin was holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
It's got to be frustrating, though. You know, you get a good running play finally and you get the hold call on it. But it is nice to see some young guys coming up and making some plays.
Now, they were at the 50, but this gets marked all the way back to the 35. But this is where the hold took place. They take it where the actual hold, which is just kind of a weird rule to me always. But anyway, it functions as a 15-yard penalty, really, because their line of scrimmage was the 50. And now we've got another whistle before that play developed. So things getting a little sloppy here in the fourth quarter. With 8:50 and the clock is continuing to run. Running clock, Max up 55-0. Thorpe would love to get on the scoreboard. Max would love them to not get on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. I know we've pulled our starters, but it looks like they've still got theirs in there. So
for Thorpe, looking at their third loss here, they'll go to 4-3. The Max will go to 6-1.
What happened there, Drew? Did you see it all?
Original line of scrimmage, they've moved it from the 35 now back out to the 39. So I don't really understand that.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it's 3rd and 20. And they, okay. All right, well, just pick it up with what we've got. From the pistol, Penterman, high snap, handoff Penk. Penk's going to run it. The 40, the 45, the 50, the 45. It's off to the races for Penk all the way to the 30-yard line of McDonald. And a 30-yard run for Penk. Well, that helps the rushing numbers there.
Yeah, Luke Anderson making a touchdown-saving tackle on that play. It was a lot of room to run right from the start there.
Luke's had a really good second half. He's mentioned his name 3 times now.
Yeah, he's built a lot like his brother, and he's
just a sophomore.
He's got a lot of speed, and
so he's certainly they're talking about him as a wide receiver too. Then
I think so.
Yeah. We're going to need some other guys. David's going to graduate, and there's the handoff Pank to the 25 and inside of that. So tear it up again against the McDonald backups a little more than the starters, which you'd expect.
Yeah, this is very capable.
But it's going to be tough to keep them out of the end zone here, I'll tell you.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't have one starter on the field anymore. It's all sophomores and freshmen.
And to the 24-yard line, so 2nd down and 4 from the 24. As Mattson and Raja Farah come from the sideline, and Penterman, the quarterback.
Looks like Max got a wide receiver out there not covered. Yeah. He got that figured out.
2 off to the right, and actually Mattson's going to take it himself. Mattson, the 16 or so, and he's knocked down there, and a good tackle by Ryder Sullivan.
Yeah, Ryder coming up, making a good play there.
Yeah, great job by Ryder. He was the last one out there.
Remember a few years ago, you'd hear about the Wildcat a lot more than you do. It doesn't happen that much. And there's a pass in toward the end zone, incomplete pass.
Yeah, we used to run it when Dale Tetrault was here.
Uh-huh.
We used to run it sometimes.
Well, what I do remember, Grant got injured in his freshman year, and that's where Tetrault kind of finished the season at quarterback.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so incomplete pass for Petterman. And stick around for the Holly Bovee Names You Know Stats recap later in the postgame, the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, and the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Highlights, and we'll hear from Coach Maloney. And Penk in the backfield, and There's McDonald. Defenders all over him, including
Jonathan Brady.
Yep. Jonathan Brady, number 54, the sophomore.
Good play there.
And Pank losing three on that play, back to 35 yards rushing for the night. He had the big 30-yard runner a short time ago. 5:15 to go. Max leading at 55-0. Big running clock here in the fourth quarter, so we're speeding through, getting done sooner than other games. Penterman, high snap over his head. Big trouble. He's going to fall on it way back at the 38-yard line. But, what a blow that is for Thorpe on 4th and 13.
Yeah, he did the smart thing there. But, he's had a lot of rough snaps tonight.
I was really hoping he was going to pick that up because Noah was coming like a missile. Oh,
that would have been good.
Selfish reasons.
Yeah.
All right, now it's actually 4th and 26, actually, is what it is. And Penterman from the shotgun now, full blown. He'll take it back, heave one deep, and incomplete. It had a potential at interception that time for one of the Max Brandon Wicken, but he knew. He's like, I don't need to catch that. We get better field position. Yeah. The final 4:15 of this game now for McDonald. They'll take over, and it looks like the chances are pretty good to pitch a shutout here. We'll see.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we could just, pitch shutout. That's always great. I love to see a goose egg up there, but...
go ahead.
I was just going to say, if our offense, it's a good test for the offense, too, to just
time
run this
McDonald.
Clock out.
But I wanted to say real quick, especially when, Owen Withy is who you're after. They're the ones who beat up on you. You've been able to beat everybody else, and they've been shutting people out. So it's kind of nice to show you can do it as well. We'll take a break.
Yep.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting...
We'll get back to that Ashley Construction spot in a moment. But right now, we got Max Football to get to. Mark Halverson and the Smisky Brothers on WOGO Sports coverage on Max TV and illegal procedure against the Max.
Yeah, just a new group there, getting a little antsy and...
Yeah, that was Noah Smisky that got a little ahead of himself there.
Gotcha.
All right, so the Max with 65 yards and penalties on the night. And that'll be part of the message, the mental toughness, obviously, in terms of more critical games that lie ahead for the Max in their future, the postseason. Like to accomplish what they didn't a year ago. And there's the pitch-out spin move and getting up. Good job by the Thorpe defense on Eli Stepp that time.
Not a lot of room to run there for Eli.
Gain of one on the play. Two carries for 8 yards for Eli, but he does have the 45-yard punt return for the touchdown here in the second half. Part of our highlight package later in the postgame on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV tonight.
If Eli would have just kept it to the outside, he had some green grass in him, but thought he had a cutback lane.
Gotcha.
So, I got a question for you guys about Cale Holm playing tonight instead of Bogus in a moment, but second and 14 for Holm under center, and loose ball on the field and scramble for it, and here I was feeling maybe overconfident about the shutout, and Thorpe's got the football.
No.
So they're going to get the chance to score from the 34-yard line against the Max defenders. And their backups. I was going to ask you if you thought Cale Holm was in there, if it was any kind of injury related, or why you thought Cale had preceded Bogus as the backup tonight.
I Cale or Cale was a quarterback as well. Yeah. So, and he's a junior. And,
yeah.
And I think if anything were to happen to Grant going
okay.
forward,
okay.
Cale would be the one to come in. All so right. they just want to get him some reps.
Yeah. Okay. From the 34-yard line, final 223. Max would still love to pitch this shutout. I think they would like that and just win convincing and exclamation point. But now Penterman from the pistol. Looking. He'll fire one deep down the middle of the field and near interception and fighting for it. The Max defender right. has it for the pickoff. There we go.
That looked like Luke Anderson, just perfect coverage there, step by step, right on his hip. You can't draw it up much better than that.
Yeah, it was Luke Anderson. What a second half for him.
Yeah, he's been showing that he's a very promising athlete coming up here.
Those Anderson guys, well, and it looked a little bit concerning, like maybe.
They're giving possession to Thorpe.
Really?
They are?
Yeah. Oh, wow, you're kidding me. But Luke came away with it.
I think they went, it was simultaneous possession, and it goes to the offense.
Okay. All right, wow.
It didn't look very simultaneous to me.
Okay, first and 10 from the 5, and
J-Dog, watch that fish.
Check that on the completion. I don't know the receiver at the moment, but all right. Back to pass. Penterman goes to the right side, and he's got his receiver and came up just short of the end zone. No indication for a touchdown.
Damn, it almost looked like he wasn't really covered at the beginning of that play.
Tiasa Rajafera that time. After they got the 30-yarder a moment ago, and Rajafera going for four. There's a high snap, and they're after it. The Max, the loose ball on the field. Who's got it? McDonald gets the loose
right.
ball inside the final minute, and now they will pitch the shutout, I think.
I think so. And, Drew, who was it that got in there and hit the quarterback?
Noah hit the quarterback.
Okay.
Going to pick it up. Noah lit him up, and he fumbled again, and then
yeah.
I don't know who recovered it, but
yep,
I think it was Lucas that recovered it.
Noah did exactly what he needed to do, was just take the quarterback right out of play, so he didn't even have a chance to get the ball there. So good job, defense.
Wow.
They're going to go back to practice, I think, on Monday, Thorpe is, and they're just going to work on snaps for a good hour.
Right. Oh, boy, that had to be so close. They got so close. They got to the 5. They gave him. And that'll do it. The final 15 seconds, not even going to need to run a play. The word from Hudson is Chahai still down 11, but they're driving. But one would presume still a lot more time. We had that running clock the entire second half. The Mechs get 2 touchdowns after intermission and win it 55-0. Back with the postgame in a moment on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design, build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account by October 19, receive 2 payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Big win for the Max here tonight on Senior Night, Parents Night, McDonald 55, Thorpe, nothing. Seth Smisky, how about it? As we get to the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show, brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com.
Just a really complete game here. The offense was really clicking. Defense, you know, the zero on the scoreboard says it all there. You know, the run game, the pass game, everything was working tonight, and we were able to put up a lot of points in a hurry, and you know, Thorpe, with our special teams included, some couple punts pinned deep, and some good kickoffs. Thorpe never really got any good field position, so,
and
yeah, good.
Speaking of good
game.
Position, Drew Smisky's in good position with Coach Mark Maloney down on the field.
Hey, Coach, great win tonight. Awesome job. Offense looked great. Defense looked pitched a shutout. About the only thing we could complain about is maybe some penalties. Perfect game.
Yes, I agree. We got to tighten that up a little bit. To shut out a team like Thorpe is always a good thing. So these guys played an awesome, awesome game. We fixed a few things that we needed to fix. The kids ran the ball hard. Grant threw the ball really well. David, you know, those two guys just got it together, man.
They got something special. Those
they do. And, you know, and everybody else did a nice job out there. So, you know, Dawson ball. Danny got, I don't know how many, he got like three touchdowns, right, with the interception.
Like two or three, something.
He had two offensive and then one defensive. So, great job for Danny out there. The seniors did an awesome, awesome job. So, all the seniors got out there. So, that was a good thing. Now we got Alma Center coming up. I mean, we're going to enjoy this one for the weekend, but Alma Center is going to be throwing the ball too, so we got to make sure we and get our linebackers ready to go.
Awesome, Coach. I think that about covers it for tonight. And, man, just looking forward to next Friday.
I am too.
Then the playoffs.
I am too.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, an exciting win for the Max tonight. 55-0, Coach Mark Maloney there with our Drew Smisky and stick around. We've got the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap. Russ Proofer's Defensive Player of the Game. We'll also get to the highlights just ahead here on WOGO Sports coverage of Max Football on Max TV.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
When it comes to your car, you know what's scary?
Winter. Road salt.
rust.
Rust from harsh winter road salt and brine can destroy your vehicle's value.
So call Rust Proofers.
Wherever you may be in western Wisconsin, Rust Proofers comes to you with the most advanced rust proofing available. And their service is added to your vehicle history report to increase resale value. This year, don't be scared. Call Rust Proofers. RustProofers.com.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
There we go. Final part of our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show here. Lots more to get to. Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. All right, well, let's get to the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by the great folks at Rust Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. How about it, Seth Smisky?
Tonight I'm going to go with Caleb Leet. He just, there was a few plays where he just gets in there so fast, and he's just such a huge part of this defense. He was out for a few games there, and you can tell. And I mean, you can tell when he's in there, and their offensive rushing totals while the starters were in the game kind of says it all. He's a force. He's been doing it since he was a freshman, it's good to have him back. It's good to have him healthy.
So Caleb Leet is the defensive player of the game, the Rust Proofers defensive player of the game for the Macs in this 55-0 shutout win over Thorpe here tonight. And time now for the Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Brenneiser Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people in the move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at home at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Before I dive into the numbers, though, I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Because
thank you.
You're a dad.
Yeah.
It's parents' night. It's senior night. And go be with the family.
All right. I will.
So I will see you in postseason, my friend.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Terrific. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. We're going to cut dad loose, Seth Smithke loose. And thanks so much to his brother, Drew, for another great job on the sidelines. Thanks, Drew.
Yep.
Appreciate it. All right, I owe you a piece of pizza for the one time I left your mic off there.
So. Yeah, I'm a valuable member of this team.
I know. You're the Rodney Dangerfield, not getting the respect you deserve. All right, checking those stats here. Talk about David Anderson. 9 catches for 106 yards and a touchdown. That 24-yard reception was his last catch tonight, according to my numbers. Grant Smisky, 10 of 14 for 153 yards and 2 touchdowns. 1, the 47-yarder to Dawson Moulton, which you'll hear, and the 24-yarder to Anderson. On the ground, Max did what they needed to do tonight. Dawson Moulton, 9 carries, all in the first half for 58 yards, and a couple rushing touchdowns, plus he caught a TD. Big number 32 getting the job done, just a junior. Meanwhile, how about Danny Fritz tonight? Coach Maloney, talk about it. Yeah, 3 carries for 5 carries for 55 yards. He had the 41-yard touchdown run, a 2-yard blast, and later he had the interception return for a touchdown, which will make our second half highlights as well. So some of the numbers that stand out tonight in our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. The final part of the post game here tonight is to take it to highlights. The first half ones that we had at halftime we bring back, plus a handful of those from the second half. Let's give it a listen. 3rd and 4 for the Macs from the 46, trying to get to midfield for a first down. Smisky, quick pass. He's got Anderson, the 45, and he's on his feet inside the 40. First down, McDonald. 3rd down and 10 for the Macs from the Thorpe 16 in the Johnson Roloff red zone. There's a pitch out, and this is going to be Moulton. Moulton, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown for Moulton. Dawson Ben Moten puts the Max on the scoreboard with 10:01 to go first quarter. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And Smiski handoff, Fritz. Fritz on his way. The 25, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's charging all the way in. Touchdown, wow. Daniel Fritz. He ripped it up. 41 yards, Daniel Fritz to the house. One of the more exciting plays of the night for the senior, Daniel Fritz, on senior night. Tonight, and Thorpe takes over, but they got 95 yards to go, 3:39 to go first quarter. Penterman, the freshman quarterback. Oh, and it's intercepted. Back. Picked off by Stepp, and he's going to get down to the 5-yard line. From the 2-yard line now, the Max trying to go up 20-0. Smiski under center. He'll take it. Handoff up the middle. Touchdown, Daniel Fritz. No problem. And again, he was barely touched, if at all. It's 20-0 McDonald. The second of three touchdowns on the night for the senior Fritz on senior night. But the Max weren't done in the first half.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be mad at himself for those.
All right. Well, hey, there's plenty of games to still make it up.
Yep.
In motion, Moten. And instead, Smiski goes back to pass, and now he'll pass it to Moten on the right sideline. Moten, the 30, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, all the way. Touchdown, Dawson Moten to the house. The second quarter with McDonald leading it 28-0, looking to go up 34 zips. Second and 4 from the 6-yard line. Smiski under center. Pitch out. Far side. Moten going to run for the corner of the end zone, and he's going to get there. Touchdown, Moten. And the Max lead at 34-0 with 5:41 to go until halftime. One more highlight awaited McDonald before intermission, and here it was. To the 30-yard line. From the 24, and then Smiski rolling to the left. He's got a receiver open in the corner, and it's caught for a touchdown. And it's Anderson again, and his first one tonight for a touchdown from 24 yards out with 16 seconds left in the first half, and the Max go up 41-0. And they got the extra point from Cale Holman at 42-0, and the second half highlights started here. And there's the boot, and it's a liner, and it's going to skip to about the 45. Step is going to get it. Eli, the 40. Nice move to the 35. The 30, the 25. He may go. Step to the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Eli Step.
And a 45-yard touchdown run, and the extra point put McDonald up even further in the second half. 13 now for Thorpe, and probably the final play of the third quarter.
Penterman back to pass, deflected and intercepted.
Oh, wow.
And the Max have the interception, and it's Daniel Fritz racing for a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house.
We weren't sure because of a flag, but they ruled it a legitimate. The penalty was against Thorpe, and the Max with that second touchdown that finished off their scoring as the extra point was blocked. Two more highlights to close things out. Running clock here in the fourth quarter, so we're speeding through, getting done sooner than other games. Penterman, high snap over his head, big trouble. He's going to fall on it way back at the 38-yard line, but oh, what a blow that is for Thorpe on 4th and 13.
Yeah.
Farah going for 4. There's a high snap, and they're after it. The Max, the loose ball on the field. Who's got it?
McDonald gets the loose ball inside the final minute, and now they will pitch the shutout.
And they did, and they win it tonight by a final score of 55-0. Thank you to Grayson Hoff and company from McDonald. And thanks so much to the Smiski brothers, Seth, Grant Smiski's dad, joining me here. And also Drew Smiski on the sideline. Again, we'll get the podcast of this up at wogo.com, but certainly on Max TV. And it goes the way they do it now so efficiently right to YouTube. So let's let the world see this. As McDonald goes to 5-1 on the season. What is it? 6-1 on the season now. And 5-1 in the conference, and still have that road game at Alma Center Lincoln next Friday night. Don't forget about our tailgate show ahead of the Chiha Menominee game. Toppers and Toys and tailgate next Friday night. The last word I had from Hudson is Chiha was down 11 but driving. That'll do it for us here. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We'll close things out with recognition of our advertisers in this WOGO Sports presentation of Max Football on Max TV. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station. McDonald Max Football at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates, LLC, Professional Land Survey, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.